And it's
Cleveland,
now.
Ohio.
All right, Cleveland, all right, Cleveland, Ohio. Well, this is Amber Estes, and I thank God for each and every one of you. We're going to turn it over to our wonderful, anointed and appointed Dr. Vanessa so we can get this call started on this fantastic, fabulous Friday. Again, we thank each and every one of you all coming on this call each and every day to receive what God has for you. Dr. Vanessa, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Warmest kingdom greetings on this fabulous Friday morning. And as Minister Amber says, it's favorite Friday. We thank God for each and every one of you. And on behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts of Colorado Springs and myself, Dr. Vanessa, here in Dallas, Texas, we are excited with the spirit of expectation about what God is going to do today. Thank you so much, Ms. Amber, for getting everybody spiritually seated. And again, we're still chewing on that powerful word and manifestation of God's presence yesterday. We are excited again about you all and thanking each and every one of you for taking out time to be a part of this call today. When we endeavored to begin this call months ago, and God put it on our heart, really exactly on October 25th was our first call, God gave us a very specific mandate and a mission statement, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So we're excited each and every morning on the Master's Call. We endeavor to allow the Word of God, the presence of God, His purpose on this call to enrich our lives, to enhance, to add. You know, for some of us, we're being stretched by the Word. We're being challenged by His Word. All that we're conquerors because of His Word. And then we're empowered through His Word. So we're excited for that mandate. And the foundational scripture that the Lord has given us is found in Psalms 88:13. And in that 13th verse of Psalms 88, it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So we praise God for understanding His mission and circling it, surrounding it, saturating it with His Word. So you really are in the right place at the right time this morning. And I tell you, we have a rich, rich, rich word for you that I know you that will bless your heart from our guest speaker this morning. And before she comes, we always want to let you know just a few things where you can go and continue to be blessed. It's to our website. And literally avail yourself to the many messages that have been archived since the beginning of this pilgrimage of purpose since we started. And our website is themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. The Masters with an S, morningcall.wordpress.com. And feel free to click on the links of the different messages. It truly is, I say, take a word break and just feed and feast on the Word of God from the different speakers and ministers of God that will just bless your heart. We have a playback number that literally records the calls from just that previous day. And the playback number is 712-432-1085, 712-432-1085, and then the PIN code that you use to dial in today, 957-677-POUND. One of the other directives that we received from the Lord for this call is to be a place of prayer, pillars of prayer, where we lift up specifically the Artists International family and the Master's Call family and on those who in world events, just to pray. And you can email us if you have a prayer request at themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And we are so excited to hear from you, to labor with love and prayer to petition in the heavens, to bombard heaven with his word for your prayer requests. Each and every Friday we have a tradition. See, traditions can be good or bad, and we have an awesome tradition that every Friday at the end of our call, we do the benediction at 7:30 Central Standard Time. But for those who want to stay on the line and give us their prayer requests, we are always excited to take them, and we have a prayer team. Prayer warriors who take these prayer requests, and every day we speak the word of God, the will of God, the breakthrough of God over your prayer requests. And we're always looking for prayer warriors, those who have a heart and a desire and utmost a disciplined lifestyle of prayer, to email us also at that address, and we'd love to welcome you to be part of our prayer team. And the thread that brought all of our hearts, our minds, our lives together is Artists International. God has used Artists International as a tool, as the ministry in the marketplace. And for those of you on the line who are a part of Artists International, we're just excited to lift our company up, our founders. It's a family-owned Christian company, the Diaz de Leon family, and to lift them up in prayer each and every day, and the entire artist family, from our leaders of our platinums down to ones who just joined last night, advisors, are all precious in God's sight. And so we encourage the distributors to go to your back office, avail yourself of the many exciting things going on in Artists International. We are excited to lift up and pray for the North and South Regional Conferences. Our North Conference is this upcoming weekend in Toronto, Canada. Definitely, as prayer warriors, we want to pray the entire TMC family, the Master's Call family, pray for God's success and will to be done. And then the following weekend, many, many of us will be headed on August 20th down for the South Regional Conference in Houston, Texas, at the Crown Plaza by the Reliance Stadium, and go to your back office and get all the details. Our company is also sponsoring an I Am tour. So you want to go to your back office. And I got a call yesterday from the artist headquarters about a two-for-one special. So you definitely want to go to your back office and read and avail yourself to that. Well, at this time, we're going to ask our prayer general to come back on the line and give us our opening prayer so we can get the woman of God up and give her plenty of time to bless us, teach us, and inspire us with the word of God. Minister Amber, will you please open us up in prayer?
Can you hear me, Dr. Vanessa?
Loud and clear.
Amen, amen. As we go to the throne room boldly. Heavenly Father, we just thank you and we praise you, Father God. And we cannot give you enough praise and thanksgiving. And God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for activities of our limb, health, strength, Father God, food, clothing, and shelter, God. God, your mercies are new every morning because great is thy faithfulness, Father God. God, we thank you for opening up the portals of heaven and pouring us out blessings that we will not have room enough to receive. God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that the angels, protecting warfare, guardian angels are encamped around about us, Father God, and they are ascending and descending according to your word. Father God, we thank you for the airways already been hijacked for Jesus. And God, so we bind any obstacles, any hindrance, Father God, that try to come against this call and everything that's concerning this call as the word of God comes. God, we thank you for Artists International, and we thank you, Father God, for the North and South Conferences, God. We thank you for the Diaz de Leon family and anyone that's connected to Artists International. God, we thank you for Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK, God, the founders of this TMC call. God, we thank you for each and every speaker, and we bless them, Father God, as you continue to anoint them. Now, we pray for the woman of God, and we stir up the gift of God in her, and that the supernatural power of fire will fall upon her and rivers of living water will come forth, Father God. We thank you for the rhema word that's coming forth out of her because she does have a word from the Lord. God, we thank you for your blood covering, God. We draw the bloodline between us and the enemy and the real God behind us. We bind the hand of the enemy saying, no weapon you're not even forming on today cannot and shall not prosper. God, we thank you by the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Have your way. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you, woman of God, for aligning the heavenlies so that the word of God can go forth. Just real briefly, because I want to get her right up. Our speaker, if you've been on this call any period of time, you have heard her, her love, her laughter, her dedication to people. Our speaker for today is none other than Martha Marie Preston, a self-made millionaire. Yeah, I'm going to tell you a little bit about it because some of y'all don't understand how awesome this woman of God is. Her background on her website elaborates how she was a shrewd businesswoman and a successful nightclub owner. And Martha Marie Preston had it all until her double life as a drug kingpin was exposed by the federal DEA agents tracking her every move, and she was dubbed as the Texas Queen by state and national media. Law enforcement had reported at the height of her operation in the 1980s, the former drug mastermind and her enterprise controlled 50% of all drug traffic in the state of Texas. But in September of 1988, Marie was tried and was sentenced to over 40 years in prison. And Marie's life was radically changed and transformed when she united with her Heavenly Father and her true King, Jesus Christ. Therefore, she gained freedom from incarceration as well as an internal freedom. She's authored two books, Seven Keys to Spiritual Freedom, and just recently another book called Second Chance. Marie is a native Texan who rose from her humble beginnings in Rural Terrace, a rural subdivision in Houston, to become a successful entrepreneur and, with us, a distinguished Artist International Platinum President. She is the seventh of 12 children, and she has dedicated her life, we've talked so much, and her love as she birthed the elite Ladies of Expression, which we know has been an organization that provides assistance to at-risk youth, I'm sorry about that this morning, incarcerated and recently released females, individuals with mental and physical health problems, and the homeless. Truly, this is a foot soldier for Jesus. Truly, she is a woman of God, radically sold out. And I just love her with all of my heart, honored and humbled to serve on her board with Elite Ladies of Expression. I introduce to some and present to others from the north side of town, Martha Marie Preston, the floor is yours.
Good morning out there. Good morning. Can you hear me, Dr. Vanessa?
Loud and clear, woman of God, take it away.
Thank you, thank you. First, giving all praises to God, who the author and the finisher of my faith. Glory, thank you, Jesus. I could shout right there. When you got through reading that bio, I couldn't help but get happy up in here because I know God done really blessed me. I want to thank you for allowing me to tell my testimony this morning. I want to let me get my thank yous out the way. I want to thank Dr. P.K. Roberts, and I want to thank you, Dr. Vanessa, for hosting this call each and every morning. It makes my day. It gets me going in the morning. So I want to thank God for you. I thank Emma. I thank you for opening us up in a word of prayer, prayer general. I thank all of the ministers of the gospel and all of the prayer warriors who hijacked the airways for Jesus. For we know when praises go up, blessings come down. Thank you, Jesus. I want to thank my organization, the Elite Ladies of Expression, again, for sponsoring our first Women's of Freedom Conference. I want to thank you, y'all, all the ladies, all the men, because we have men on our board too. So I want to thank you. And then a special thanks. I want to thank our keynote speaker, Dr. Jocelyn Parnell Henderson, who came all the way from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, on the north side of town, along with her husband, Dr. Walter Henderson, and her prayer team. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Houston will never be the same again after she told us about them no-name women. Thank you now. Now, to the Women of Freedom that came to the conference from near and far, a very special thanks to you for having the courage to stand before the people and let them know how good God has been to you. See, a lot of people don't want to tell it. They said, but see me, I said, I wasn't going to tell nobody, but I can't keep it to myself. I want to thank you for being on the call this morning. I know some of y'all are out there. Some of y'all might be a little shy, don't want to say your name, but I know you're there. And thank you for being there. And to my artist family, all my team, and all my artist sisters and brothers in Christ. Thanks to you. God bless you. I love you, God. Now, let me tell you a little bit about myself. Dr. Vanessa, she told it all. I just thank God for deliverance. That's what I thank him for. Because when I look back over my life, I can't help but say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Because truly, I was a wretch undone. For some of you on the line this morning, things might be happening and going on with you right now in your life. You might have a family member, a friend, a loved one that may be locked up. Either they on their way to jail or they already in jail or maybe they're on their way out of jail. I don't know. But I want to tell you something, that you got to trust God. You got to have the faith of a mustard seed. You have to let go and let God. But what you have to do, you have to pray, because we know that prayer is the key. It's your faith in God that will unlock the door. So let me tell you how I know that'll work. I know prayer works because I had a praying father. For many years, I used to hear my father pray and call out to the Lord. And I used to wonder, who is he praying to? He always calling this man's name, oh, Lord. And I can remember that. And to this day, my dad is 87 years old, and he's still calling the Lord's name every day. But it was back in 1988. When the judge sentenced me to that 40-year prison sentence, he said I wasn't going to never get out. He said, that's it for you. You going. You going to prison, and you will be there. And when I sit down and I thought about that for a minute, I say, what has happened? It was like overnight. You know, everything I had went up in smoke, the Rolls Royce, the big car, the little limousine, the chauffeur, the bodyguard. All that left, the big house on the golf course, property all over this city, living a double life, a drug dealer by night, like she say, and a businesswoman in the daytime. So I thank God for my deliverance. I did not know. I said, Lord Jesus, thank you for saving me, because I was messed up from the flow up and didn't even know it. But when I got locked up, when they gave me that time, I wasn't worried. I said, listen, I got enough money that I can get myself out of this mess that I done got myself into. And so I did not put my trust in God. I put my trust in man. I put it in my lawyer. I put it in my family. I put it in my friends. I say, I'm not worried about it. They going to get me out of here. Ain't going to worry about that. But guess what? I did not put my trust in God. I didn't believe. I said, I got enough money to do what I need to do. All I need to do is pay somebody. But guess what? When I got behind them bars and life set in on me and I really started thinking about what had really happened, the devil came to me. And when he came to me to take my life. You know how many of y'all know he will show up at all the wrong times? When you at your lowest, he'll show up and go to talking to you. And he showed up and showed me, said, listen, here's a way out. You don't let your family down. You don't let your friends down, the community down. But you don't have to do it 40 years. All you got to do is go over there, take that curse, put it around your neck, and take your life. Oh, but God, I thank God for a praying father. My father was praying for me. Something hit me in the pit of my stomach and said, go, get up out of that bed and get on that phone. And I went to the telephone, and I called my daddy. And Lord Jesus, I thank God for my father sitting by that telephone. And he told me, I started telling him, Daddy, y'all ain't going to have to worry about me no more, Papa. I'm going to be all right. I done let y'all down. He told me, daughter, hold up. Get a Bible and get one quick. And when he told me to get that Bible, I asked for a Bible, and the first officer said, I ain't got no Bible in here. But God always have a ram in the bush for you. And then later come, and as I was talking to my dad, she had the Bible inside the cell to me. And I took that Bible. He said, I want you to go to the 23rd numbers of Psalms. You know, the book of Psalms in the Bible. I said, what? I turned to the 23rd numbers of Psalms, and I had never had anybody to break that word off to me like my father broke it off to me then. He told me, he said, the Lord is your shepherd. He started reading it to me, saying if he's your shepherd, then he's leading you. And the Lord is your shepherd. If you got the Bible, turn to it, because I read it every morning. And before I go to bed at night, I read it every night. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valleys of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod, thy staff, thou comfort me. Thou prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointed my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Oh, but surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. When my papa got through reading that word to me and told me to take that Bible, put it under my head, and go to sleep, and don't worry about a thing, and I did just what he said. I was ready to listen then. You know, at first, sometimes as kids, we don't want to listen because we think they old folk and they old time and they don't know nothing. But guess what? I was ready to listen then. So I did just what my father told me to do. And the next morning, when I woke up, something instantly happened in my life. I felt a little bit lighter. I didn't think about taking my life no more. I asked God, whatever that it is you have for me, then listen, you need to take me and use me till you use me up. Because guess what? I was a wretch under. I was tore up from the floor up, messed up. Look here. I turned around and I said, Lord, forgive me for what I've done. Because see, I know then I had done wrong. At first, I could not see it. I said, but if you forgive me and give me a second chance, I'll serve you, Lord, till the day that I die. Whatever you want me to do, I'll go if I got to go by myself. And so let me tell you, things started changing for me. I started doing the right thing. Even though I had 40 years in that prison and might not never was going to come home again, I didn't stop doing what was right and doing what's right. Character is doing what's right when ain't nobody looking. See, if I could have went in there and got mad, started fighting and getting in a bunch of trouble, but I didn't do that. I trust God. I let him, like my father say, he was my shepherd. He was going to lead me. So he guided me through them prison walls. I was in there for 10 years of my life. I forgot about me, and I started helping other women getting their freedom. I started helping people look at their cases and seeing what we could do to help them. And oh, my God. And I told him, I said, look, you know what? God is such a good God. I thank God for his son, Jesus, because when the cops locked me down, Jesus locked me in, and God took me up to a high level, and he gave me a second chance. And see, that's why I say the second chance in this book is something that you can give to anybody and let them read it, because the book will help them, because it helped me. It brought me from the second chance to the seven keys, the spiritual freedom, from poverty to prosperity. And you know, all the worldly things I thought I needed, I found out that I didn't need all that. All I needed was King Jesus. He said, if you seek me first, the kingdom of God, his righteousness, all those other things that you want, he know your desires of your heart. He know what you want. He'll make sure that you get that. So the name of my book is called Second Chance. When I look back over my life as a little girl growing up in them woods, I can remember being 9 years old. I used to go to a place called the Hobo Jungle, me and my brother Jesse, and we run around in them woods. And it wasn't nothing but a lot of white hobos passing through down there. I knew right then that God, when I look back at it, God was giving me a second chance. I can remember when we was hungry 1 week, had food 1 week. It was so many of us. Till when my daddy made groceries once every week, because that's what he got paid, once every other week. Then what we done is we'd eat it all up in 1 week. We didn't know no better. And so the next week, we'd be out there hustling for food. So when we was running around in that town, hustling for food out in them woods and stuff, I realized that God had gave me a second chance. And when I was running around here in this city, crazy as I could be, like a chicken with my head cut off, making dope deals in every back room that I could have got killed out there doing that, packing briefcases with money in it. Not just some millions, made a whole bunch of millions in the business. I knew that God had gave me a second chance. And the reason I'm telling my story here today is because God took my mess and he made a message. And I promised the Lord, I said, if you give me a second chance, everybody I see, I will tell them. And I will tell them about a man named Jesus that can save them, because the show saved me. And so from this, I want y'all to take a look. I know I don't have long. I want y'all to take a look at my website. Look at my book. Because guess what? What we do is we, the Elite Ladies of Expression, is what it is. It's my nonprofit organization. What we do, we get out in the streets, and we go and we feed the hungry. We help with going to court for women, the CPS. They're taking their kids left and right, breaking down black families. So we go in there and plead with the court jury, do not take her kids. Lead a mother with her kids. Whatever help she needs, let us help them. So our group go out and we pray with them. We help them that need drug counseling. We get them in a drug case. The house need clean. We go clean the house. The babies need bathing. We go do that. My brother Jesse go cut all the boys' hair. So we go out there and we work in the vineyard. And then we go to court with people, first-time offenders, women that done got small cases with just food stamp fraud and all that kind of stuff. We ask the jurors, please don't take them out the house and with their kids. Let her keep a job. Put her in a class for that. We need you to put them in that kind of class. Let us help with them. And the court's been real, real good about letting us go and help these women with their kids and keeping our families together. So that's what we do. We go to the community and we pass our bags at night. People on the street that got AIDS and stuff, we pass our all kind of, you know, stuff for them. We give them bags so that they can take care of themselves. The women take care of themselves. We got bags for men and for women. So we go out on the street at night, and we do that. So we're on a mission for Christ. And what the book will do, it will put some funds. When you buy this book, it will put some funds into that account so that we can put it, pay it forward to Elite Ladies of Expression, and they can go out and do much more. So I want y'all to go to my website. I want you to go to www.quintrailpublicrelations.com. Now, my telephone number, if you need to call me, is 832-231-5273. But before I go, I'm going to leave this with you, and I'm going to turn it back to you, Dr. Vanessa. I want to thank all y'all for listening to me this morning, but I want you to know, no matter what wrong, what sin, what darkness, what gloom, when you take a glance, remember, he loves you. He is the God of a second chance. Thank you, Pastor Vanessa. Back to you. I love you guys. Y'all have a great day. Back to you.
Oh, awesome, awesome, awesome. Martha Marie Preston from the north side of town. See, you don't know like I know what the Lord has done for you. Many of you all have been around and hear a shout out from the north side of town, but you never understood why she always has the love and joy of God, and that is why I'm always so excited to share with others about her ministry, because it is frontline ministry. It's truly being the hands of God extended in the trenches, in the highways, in the byways. And again, we encourage you to visit her website, which is www.EliteLadiesOfExpressionInc.org. Let me say that again.
Elite.com.
Thank you. Elite Ladies of Expression, INC.com. I'm looking at her email address. You can email Martha Marie Preston and Martha.Preston@EliteLadiesOfExpression.org. Martha.Preston@EliteLadiesOfExpressionInc.org. And Ms. Martha Marie, give them your phone number one more time again, please.
Okay, I made a mistake, Dr. Vanessa. You was giving them the Elite Ladies. It is .org. It's I was thinking about my web. I was thinking about my website for the book. It's .com.
Okay,
my telephone number is 832-231-5273. That's my cell phone number where you can reach me at any time. But I made a mistake.
Now, can they get the book from going to this Elite Ladies of Expression website?
No, they can go straight to the www.quintrailpublicrelations.com.
Spell that out so people can get it. So people can get the Quintrail.
www.quintrail, Quintrell, public, PUBLIC, relations, relations.com.
All righty. So we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. I tell you, you did an awesome job. You got it all in. We appreciate you on this fabulous Friday, sharing your heart, being transparent, and you know you are treasured as a part of our Master's Call family from the north side of town. Miss Martha Marie Preston. I'm sure you all were blessed by their testimony this morning. Minister Kathy, will you come on the line, please, and seal this time of testimony and prayer and lift up our prayer requests in our last minute. Minister Kathy, the floor is yours.
Pastor Vanessa, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
All right. Let's go to the throne room of God. Father, we just come before you now in the name of Jesus. We bless you for this wonderful, wonderful opportunity to hear a tremendous testimony of deliverance and freedom and triumph, God. Thank you, Lord God, for this woman of God that has shared her story this morning with us. I bless you, Lord God, because I know that not only has it blessed us, but it will bless many, many, many people to come. I thank you, Lord God, for this book that she has put together, her story. I pray the blessings of the Lord upon it, Lord God, as it will provide resources and funds for the kingdom of God that she can continue to do kingdom ministry, Lord God. I pray that you undergird her with the strength that she needs in her body, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you continue to cover her family, cover everyone that's connected to her as she is truly on the front line. And we cover her with the blood of Jesus from the top of her head to the sole of her feet. We thank you, Lord God, for everyone else that is on this call today. We thank you for the needs that are laid on the altar before you, those that are going through family problems and those that are sick and need healing. Father, we look to you because you are the author and the finisher of our faith. You are Jehovah Rapha. You are a healer, God. You are our deliverer, God. You are the one who gives us the peace that we need in the midst of the storm. Thank you for being Jehovah Shalom. And we bless you for each and every one that is on our prayer list today. Hold them up before you. Continue to give you glory and praise for all that you're doing, all the tremendous praise reports that you have brought forth, Lord God, all the deliverance that you have already done. We just want to give you praise and honor and glory. And we thank you for this time. Seal this prayer now in the name of Jesus and with the blood of Jesus. We thank you right now for covering every single person name by name on our prayer list. And we give you praise, honor, and glory. And thank you for doing it in Jesus' name. Amen. Back to you, Pastor Vanessa.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Minister Kathy, for sealing that powerful testimony from our very own Platinum President, Martha Marie Preston. And again, we're going to encourage all of our TMC family, our Master's Call family, go to her website and support her by buying this book to support the ministry, because it truly is doing the work of the kingdom. Again, at www.quintelpublicrelations.com. And that's quintelpublicrelations.com. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Martha Marie Preston. We're a little over time, but on this fabulous Friday, we truly wanted to let the Holy Ghost have his way. We thank you, Minister Amber, for opening up our call and getting our people spiritually seated to receive and listen to that powerful testimony today that encouraged hearts. And I tell you, Martha Marie Preston, you are a blessing to the body of Christ, and we love you so much. And for those who need to leave now, we do want to extend the benediction of speaking blessings and favor over your life, that as you go out from this call, that you now receive and submit and obey to the specific call of the Master on your life and be his minister in the marketplace, be his kingdom builder. We bless you and we send you off knowing that God is going to show up and show out in your life till we meet again on the call on Monday. And as we said earlier, for those of you, every Friday, it is our honor to take prayer requests that you may have. We do want to open up our Q&A line, that one of the serious assignments of this ministry, of the Master's Call ministry, that's what we are, is to receive prayer requests and to stand in the gap and make up the hedge for our artist family and for our entire Master Call family. We love each and every one of you, so if there are any prayer requests, we invite you to hit *6. And we'll take those requests right now. I'm going to give the first 6 numbers of your phone number, and then you'll be on right now. I think that's Chicago 708-214. The floor is yours.
I bless you this morning, Dr. Vanessa.
Oh, Evangelist, how are you, Evangelist? Please.
Oh, I am blessed and well and highly favored on this morning. And I am truly thanking God for that awesome testimony of deliverance. And I shall truly tell that testimony to some others on the street that God is able. I'm asking this morning if you will remember my dear friend's granddaughter this morning. Her name is Brooke Ann Marie. The baby is 29 days old today, and her heart is not developed. And I would like you all to lift her up as we were in the hospital with the family, believing God for the baby's life. So if the prayer warriors would take that. And my cousin, little Charlie Thomas, who was coming to the wedding, and awesome wedding. Thank you all for your prayers that everything just fell in divine order for my sister. But on the way from Mississippi, one of my cousins, Charlie Thomas Jr., was shot, and he is in critical condition and paralyzed. I want you all to lift him up in the Thomas family, and continue to pray that God continue to hold me as I'm receiving this miracle. I want to thank you all for your prayers, because God is doing a miraculous work in my life, and I want to thank you and love you all. Thank you so much.
What is the name again of your friend, Brooke Ann? What was her first name, Marie?
Brooke Ann Marie. That's the baby's
Brooke
name.
Brooke Ann, A-N-N, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and we got that down, and we love you, and you know we are praying for you, Evangelist Gwen, and for her 29-day-old granddaughter, that her heart be developed, and for your cousin Charlie Thomas, and definitely to continue to lift you up in prayer. And 919-359, the floor is yours. You give us your name, please, your first name.
Good morning, Pastor Vanessa. This is Angeline.
Good morning. Good morning, Angeline. What is your prayer request this morning?
I first like to say thank you to Miss Marie Preston for her testimony. I never met her, but I just love her dearly. Always love her spirit. Her energy is just overwhelming to me, and I just want to thank her. And I'd like to ask, my prayer request is for my church is having their annual youth celebration this weekend, and just lift us up with that. And Minister Lanika Scott, her retreat is this weekend, and I just want to lift them up, everyone that's there.
Okay, so we're praying for your church is having its annual youth conference, and to pray for that for your church. And we definitely want to lift up Platinum President Lanika Scott is having her first ministerial conference in California this week, in Florida. Boca Raton this weekend, and we're just believing God for his success in the Holy Ghost, that the people come out, that the budget is met, and that just souls be delivered and saved and encouraged. So thank you so much. I know that
thank
is you. Really blessing her that you always think about her and your entire North Carolina team. Thank you so much. Miss Angeline, we'll lift your church, the youth, up in prayer. My dear sister in Chicago, Miss Regina, the floor is yours.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Praise the Lord, everyone. I have a praise report. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I sent a prayer request regarding my leg. The doctor said that I have osteoarthritis, and it was never a pain in my knee, but it was always my leg, either my thigh or my lower leg. The pain would kind of like just shoot through it, to the point where I could not walk, and it was just horrible. And I sent in a prayer request, and since that prayer request, the saints I know have been praying, because I have not had any kind of weakness in my leg. I've been able to walk with not the same type of pain. I still have a little bit of pain, but not to the point where I can't walk. So that is amazing. It's been a blessing to get around without that pain and be able to walk without it giving out on me and just having to stop and just, you know, just placing my legs. So that's a blessing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank God for that. thank God for that. And I'm thanking him for complete healing. My prayer request, just continue to pray for the request that I've sent in. I have a distributor that needed $800 for, I thought she needed only $800 for rent, but she needs $1,400. And she's already been served with an eviction notice, and so I'm believing God that that she will receive that before, I think, the 25th of this month. So saints, continue to pray for her.
Amen. Well, we will, Regina, and we continue to celebrate you as one of our artist distributors has been so faithful and consistent that God will complete that healing that he has begun. I know you're a big partaker of the products, product of our products, and I just believe God's going to do a total healing in your body and your legs, and all the pain will go away, and we definitely pray for Jehovah Yuri, as many call it, Jehovah Jireh, for the $1,400 for one of the distributors for God to supply her needs so that her rent be met. Thank you so much and appreciate your support on this call. Going back out to Houston, 713-598. 713-598, you're up.
Yes, good morning. This is Angela out of Houston. I would thank you all for allowing me to come on the line and thanks for suppressing also. My prayer request is our president of Elite Ladies of Expression, Dr. Solomon. She was in the hospital the day after the meeting, but she went into the hospital on Wednesday with an allergic reaction to a medication, and they had to put another stent because she had a blood clotter. Thank God, 30 minutes, she had been in 30 minutes later, we would have lost her. We thank God for prayer. So we want to just lift her up in prayer. And also, I have a praise report. I thank you for praying for me this Tuesday morning when I went to court, dealing with my homeowners association. And I just thank God, because when I showed up in court, it was the wrong attorney. She couldn't even speak on behalf of the other people that was there. And she started talking to me and giving me the corner. So I just thank God for that. I told Sister Preston about it. I said, well, nobody but God. So she couldn't even speak, and the judge really listened to me. So I thank you for that. But I just want to lift Dr. Solomon up in prayer and just thank you all. I just surely started joining this call less than a month ago, and it really enriched my morning every morning, and I tell people about it, and I just want y'all to continue to pray for me as well. Thank you for allowing me.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Angela, and it was an honor to meet you when I was down in Houston recently also as a board member, and we will definitely lift up the president of the Elite Ladies Expression. You know, Marie, it's her vision as executive director, but we always need the other hands to help us. And Dr. Solomon is a powerful woman of God, and we want to continue to send the word of healing to her body and total restoration. And we're excited about that praise report, Angela, how God stepped in, showed up, and showed out. And we just speak all the provision that's needed for your home. Back still in Houston, 281-227, you're up.
Good morning. This is Angela Mosley out of Houston, Texas. Good morning, Pastor Vanessa.
Good morning, sweetie. How are you?
Well, I was on this morning. We'll continue to be on. I just want to say to my godmother, my platinum president, Marie Pratt, awesome, awesome job. You guys know that woman's been the P in my push and the B in my belief in this business and other endeavors in my life. Listen, honor and a privilege to be here this morning. I also wanted to have a prayer request for my nephew, Berman Jr. Price, who's been out dealing with a crack cocaine habit. I just wanted to get transparent this morning. He called me and said, ain't it just pray for me. And so I just want you guys to pray for me because the devil just can't have his life. And I'm lifting my nephew up, and he's putting forth an effort to get his life together. I'm just on fire that God will see him through. And also my
what
sister
was his
has
first
surgery.
Name again, dear?
I'm sorry?
What was his first name again, please?
Berman, B-U-R-M-A-N.
B-U-R-M-A-N, because we want to pray specifically. Berman dealing with drug addiction. All right, we've got it. And what else was on your heart this morning?
And then my sister also had surgery on her tongue. She had a cyst. She's doing fine. Ethel Mosley is E-T-A-T-R, my baby sister. And that's it. So thank you again. And what a wonderful
thank
call.
Thank you. And you are such a blessing, I tell you. Marie Preston's folks are out this morning on this call, and we're so honored to have you and have you also as a part of our Artist International family. We thank God for you and to lift up your nephew, Berman Jordan, and that drug addiction is a name, and it must bow to the name of Jesus, and we speak his deliverance and to pray for total healing for your sister, for the surgery on her tongue. Are there any more prayer requests before we close out and cover them all in prayer? And just excited because that, again, is one of our assignments. All right, Miss Guest Speaker, you back on the line. The floor is yours.
Yes, Dr. Vanessa, you know, I always ask to pray for the righteous. I know they are very much to pray for my father, Clarence Preston. Y'all keep my father in prayer. Keep my family in prayer. And like she say, Dr. Solomon, yeah, we keep her lifted up in prayer. And to the artist family, we want to pray. We want to keep y'all lifted up in prayer. We want to keep y'all Amen. Before the Lord. We love you guys. We thank y'all for listening. And look, y'all go out and have a good weekend. They got a lot of stuff, like you said, in the back office. Thank God for artists because it is making a way for us to do some of the things we do each and every day. Love y'all. Back to you, honey.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I've got two more real quick. And then, Minister Kathy, I want you to prepare so that, yeah, I hear you, Minister Kathy. I'm going to have you come back and pray for all the prayer requests.
Pastor Vanessa,
yes,
I'm about to step into a meeting. I was just getting ready to drop off the call. But
Well, then I'll go on and pray. Okay.
Okay, I wanted to ask if you all would put my sister Trudy on the prayer list this morning. Having some challenges, test results back. They're talking about some active cells. But I just really want to pray. She did the biopsy, and we're believing God for a good report as a result of that. So.
All righty. Okay, I've got you down, ma'am, and we just so appreciate you being here for us on the call today. All the way to our dear brothers in the Lord, Brother Miss McCaskill, the floor is yours.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you, Reverend Duke McCaskill. And on behalf of my lovely wife, Reverend Duchess McCaskill, we give to God all the praise. And we were just blown away by Sister Marie Preston's testimony. Amen. Because that's close to our heart. Because we minister to children whose parents are incarcerated. And unfortunately, many mothers are in prison. Amen. And we're preparing for our what we call CAP Camp, Children of Absentee Parent Project Camp, starts this Monday for ages 6 to 11 in Surrey County, Virginia. Amen. And we just pray that we have more supporters, more sponsors, so that we won't leave any child behind. Amen. And then on the 22nd through the 26th will be the 12 to 14-year-old children. And in America, there are 10 million children who have a parent incarcerated on probation. Hey. Coming back into the community, and these children are somewhat invisible, and they suffer with shame and attachment disorders, amen, and we see it every day. My wife and daughter are ministering daily meals to children in a public housing project here in Newport News. So we ask you prayers that the Lord moves. We know he is Jehovah Yireh. And that we'll have what we need, amen, by Monday so that we won't leave any child left behind. It's called CAP Camp, Children of Absentee Parent Project. Amen.
Wow. That is awesome, Minister Eric. We've heard it. That is definitely an outreach that we want to lift up and pray for the financial support that's needed so none of these children of absentee parent projects, that none of these kids will be left behind, that the finances will be there. And we speak the provision for that vision, and we speak the blessings to you and your wife. You have just been such a blessing to Dr. PK and myself, and always been there as pillars. We know you, love you, see you on this call regularly, and just thank God for you and the work you're doing in that Virginia area. We will definitely keep you all lifted in prayer, and we just believe God that he's going to bring in everything that is needed, the finance, the resources, the people, because that is an awesome, awesome outreach. And I realize it was over 10 million children. We will definitely commit that to prayer. Going out to 414-429. The floor is yours.
Hi, this is Vivian Lee from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Good morning.
I would just like to say that for Dr. Marie Preston, you're off the chain. And two, I would like a prayer request for my son, Melvin Lee Jr., to find a job. He's working at a bar and that bartender, but I would like for him to have a regular job where he can get away from that.
Right.
So I would like for you to pray for my son-in-law. He's still battling for his Social Security, and just lift them up in prayer. Dwayne Buckner.
Dwayne, okay.
And Social Melvin Security. Lee Jr.
All righty. I heard a mother's prayer. Thank you so much. You also are one of our faithful generals who are on the call each and every morning, Sister Vivian, and we so appreciate you. We've got down to believe God for another job that will be a very positive environment, to believe God for that job for Melvin Lee and for her son-in-law, Dwayne. The challenges that we have been and will continue to pray for the breakthrough for the Social Security challenges with his check. All right, one of our prayer warriors. We appreciate and love you there in that Chicago area. Minister Willa, the floor is yours.
Good morning, Dr. Marie Preston. If I had some socks on, I'd say you blessed my socks off, but I have my house slippers on, so you blessed my house slippers off. That was a wonderful word. Thank you so much. My prayer request is for my niece, Elena Thomas. She has been diagnosed. Well, they haven't diagnosed her, but she has symptoms that look like, that mimic multiple sclerosis, but we bind that in the name of Jesus. The problem is she does not have any insurance, so she has to go through the system, and it's been almost a year now since she's been able to see a specialist to really diagnose whatever is causing her all the pain that she has. She's only 38 years old, and she's having a difficult time getting up and doing the things she needs to do, and she can't get any medication because she can't get it because she has to wait until the specialist sees her, and the medication she has had has run out. But God, and as we've already said, Jehovah Jireh, we know he provides. So the prayer request is that she will get preferential treatment as we try to get her to see a specialist before the time that they say she's able to see one, and that it is not multiple sclerosis, and that we just trust God for her health. So I thank you because we have seen the prayers of the righteous answered on this phone call, on this TMC, and I just praise the Lord for you.
Amen. Well, we praise God definitely for you, Minister Willer. You have been faithful and consistent and an awesome part of our Master's Call family. We'll be lifting up Elena Thomas. We are believing God for her total healing, for what we think are traits of MS, and at only 38 years old, healing is her portion, and pain is a name, and it must bow to the name of Jesus, and we're definitely speaking and we'll be praying for favor with the specialist and for the entire process. We'll take one more prayer request. We have Anonymous, the floor is yours.
Yes.
Give us your first name, please.
My name is Elaine Mallory, and I just want you to...
I'm sorry, I didn't hear your first name.
Elaine Mallory.
Elaine. Welcome to the call, Elaine.
Thank you. I would love to have you all to pray for me. I need a financial blessing. And also my daughter, Crystal Mallory, she's out looking for a job. And just keep her in prayer that she will be able to find a good job. And
okay,
just remember her and her attitude.
Okay, to find a good job. Okay, so we're praying for you that you need a financial miracle. And we're praying for your daughter, Crystal, to find a good job. And we're also praying for her attitude, that it be an attitude of gratitude.
with our Lord and Savior. Amen. Well, we thank you so much for being a part of the call. We thank you for all these prayers today. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we just thank you and just celebrate you and magnify your name for the opportunity to have the Master's Call each and every morning and for every Friday, for this to be a haven of prayer, a place where the petitions of the righteous can be placed at the altar. And you told us in Hebrews 4 to come boldly and to the throne room of grace, and we will receive your mercy, and that we will receive you giving us the attention to our petitions as they line up with your word. So we just decree and declare the word of victory over Evangelist Gwen as she lifts up and prays for her friend, Brooke Ann Marie's granddaughter, 29 days old, and that her heart is not fully developed. You are our Surgeon General, Father, and we speak that your healing, Jehovah Rapha, go into that hospital room right now and touch that baby girl, and you put all that's needed back in place and develop what is not even there. We thank you that what the enemy has meant for bad, you're turning it around for good with Charlie Thomas Jr., and that where he is paralyzed, we ask you to touch his body, touch his mind, lift up the entire Thomas family. Your kingdom come, your will be done, and we continue to lift up our dear precious sister, Evangelist Gwen Beatty, and we send the word of Jehovah Rapha healing to her body. Father, every cell, every muscle, every tissue, we curse every trespassing cell in our body. We plead the blood of Jesus, and we know, Father, she is our miracle in the making. We thank you for Angeline and our hearts to always pray for others. We lift up her church family. The annual youth conference is coming up. Father, the youth are not our future. They're our present. So do an awesome thing. Have a Book of Acts service with those young people. Father, let lives be delivered. Destinies be declared, Father. The manifestation of your glory at this youth conference. Show up and show out. We send the word to our beloved Lanika Scott, Father, as she has stepped out on faith with this conference. We pray for traveling mercies, as many are coming from literally all over the country down to Florida to be a part of what you are doing in her and through her. I thank you that this conference, God, you are glorified. The people of God are edified, and that old nasty devil is terrorized. Father, Lanika has always loved you and served you. Our platinum president has always been a virtuous woman, a godly mother and wife, and we just thank you as she's been obedient to the assignment you put on her life, that this conference will do and be the exceeding abundantly above, more than she could ask or think. We celebrate with Regina the praise report that you begun work of healing in her body, in her legs, but we thank you that you are a God of completion, and now we drive out every trespassing cell in her body that is causing the pain and discomfort. We speak healing to her body. We speak restoration to her body, strength. I thank you, Father, that because the devil was stupid to touch this awesome woman of God, we stand on the Proverbs 6:31 that he's got to give her back sevenfold health, sevenfold strength. We decree it and declare it, and we thank you for her distributor that she stood in the gap for, who needs the $1,400 for rent before the end of the month. You are our Jehovah Yuri. You are our Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Father, we send the word of provision there to her. Call the finances in from the north, from the south, from the east and the west. And we lift up today Dr. Solomon. We call out her name, that we cancel every spirit of backlash and retaliation and revenge that would try to come against her body. We surround her with the blood hedge of protection, and we speak her healed and whole. We speak to her heart, her blood vessels, her cells, her organs, her tissues line up and perform correctly. Now, Father, thank you that there's still a great work to do in her,
and she is one of yours, a daughter of Zion there in Houston, and she has done many and served for many in the vineyard. So we send the word of healing to her body. We send the word of restoration, Father. We send the word of restoration to her ministry and for her outreach with AIDS, Father, that nothing be lost. And again, devil, you've got to give it back sevenfold to Dr. Solomon. We call out her name that she is whole and healed in you. We thank you, thank you, thank you for Angela's praise report with the Homeowners Association. But God, that entire situation with her home, what the devil has meant for bad, we put you in remembrance of your word in Genesis 50, verse 20. You're turning it around for your glory and for Angela's good. We call her Jehovah Nisi, the banner of victory in that situation. The favor of God go before her and order her steps. God, we thank you for Angela Mosley. We thank you for her love of life, for the gifts and talents you placed in her. And as she stands in the gap for her nephew, Berman Jordan, addiction, you're a name, and you must bow to the name of Jesus. We curse and cancel and put an axe to the root, the assignment of the enemy against Berman Jordan's life. You will be delivered and serve the Lord and be his radical servant to spread the goodness of Jesus Christ. Father, thank you that you gave him the mind of Christ to reach out and ask for others to pray. Now, this appetite for what is not of you, we curse it and cancel it at the root. We speak to his system, to his body. Behold and healed. And we thank you that this addiction, this generational curse, has no more power, no more authority into his life. We lift up Angela's sister after the surgery on her tongue. We call her healed and whole. We speak, Father, you know, you often told us in James 3, the power of the tongue to decree and declare, to steer and to shift. And we just thank you that there's healing, total healing in her tongue. We curse the spirit of pain. You're a name, and you must bow to the name of Jesus. We continue to lift up Marie Preston as she prays for her father, Preston, her love for her parents, the artist family, the entire Master's Call family. We thank you for her prayer request to cover, to shower, to shield us in prayer. We speak the word, we send the word, and we know that it is done. And so we thank you for Sister Trudy, Minister Kathy's sister. We cancel the assignment of the enemy as he's trying to attack her body and active cells that are not of you, that are trespassing. We arrest you by the Holy Ghost, and we send forth the blood of Jesus that heals, that saves, that delivers through her body, driving out those trespassing cells. We curse any assignment of cancer in her body. And we call normality to every cell, every tissue, every organ in the name of Jesus. And for our dear McCaskill's family, the ministers, Eric and Duchess, we thank you for the ministry that you've given them for children of incarcerated, the children of absentee parents project, this camp, God, all this camp that brings love and laughter and dries out the shame. Oh, I thank you. We call in the provisions, and as they start this camp Monday, no child will be left behind. God, move on the hearts of those in that Virginia area who you have instructed to bless, to sponsor a child, to bring in what is needed. We call it in from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Give up the harvest of God. Give up the finances that belong to this project. We lift up the man and woman of God as they have stepped out in faith for the children, for the least of these, for the casualties of the events that they did not cause. God, bless their hearts. Let there be love. Let there be laughter. Let there be joy in these children's lives. And we curse that spirit of shame and degradation, but we speak to their little spirits that they will rise up and be all that they're called to be. We thank you for Sister Vivian, such a faithful prayer warrior to this call. We call out a job for her son, Melvin, that glorifies you. Father, a shifting
and a sifting of his feet to give a hunger in his heart to want to find another job that lines up with the will and the call that is on her life. We lift up her son-in-law, Dwayne. We cancel the assignment of the enemy of these challenges of the of his Social Security. It will cease and desist today in the name of Jesus. Devil, you must give up his finances. You must give up the delay and denial. We curse you at the root, and we speak a releasing of the finances. Father, I thank you that for the prayers of a mother, you hear and you answer prayer. We lift up Elena Thomas, and we're believing for her healing in her body. And we thank you, God, that you give her favor in this system. You know what is needed. Even as she seeks a specialist, go before her. Isaiah 40, verse 4, make every crooked pathway straight, every rough place smooth. We speak to her body even right now. We command every cell, every muscle, every tissue, every organ to line up and perform and function. God, we drive out any assumed traits of MS, any trespassers in her body. Oh, Surgeon General, great Holy Surgeon General, touch her with your Jehovah Rapha healing power. And we thank you that pain is a name, and it must bow to the name of Jesus. We lift up Elaine this morning, and we call forth your provision, the finances that are needed. We call in the Father, you give us a seed that meets all the need. So I thank you that you'll lead her and bless her and provide for her what is needed. As her sister, I mean, as her daughter, Crystal, is looking for a job, order her footsteps, order her attitude, that you flood her heart with an attitude of gratitude. And God, for all the unspoken prayer requests this morning, Spirit of the Living God, we ask you to intervene, to show up and show out in our behalf. The Master's call family is about destroying the yokes of bondage and setting us as your captives free. Father, this call is about bombarding heaven and assigning our archangel of war, Michael, to go forth in our behalf. Jehovah Gabor, all the warring angels to war in the heavens for the breakthroughs, to war in behalf of these your children. For your kingdom come, God, for your will to be done. So we thank you that these prayers have been heard, and according to your word in Isaiah 55:8, not one word returns void, not one prayer request, but we thank you for Paga faith, the prayer that hits the mark, the bullseye faith, God, that will destroy the works of the enemy. Now we wrap these prayer requests in the blood of Jesus. We thank you that they're drenched by the anointing that destroys the yoke. And we look forward to the praise reports that we know shall come forth. We decree and declare in the heavens, God, that your will shall be established. We don't beg, we don't plead with the devil. We demand and command that he cease and desist. And so we thank you for the breakthrough. We thank you for the overcoming faith. Now as we leave this call, but never your presence be with us on this fabulous Friday and all through this wonderful weekend. Cover your children, keep the blood hedge of protection around them, keep them with the mind of Christ. Remind us that we have a call that came from you, a blueprint that you put on our life for destiny and purpose, and we will submit, Master, to your call on our lives. We will be your kingdom builders. We will be your ministers in the marketplace. Have your way in our lives. Until we meet again on the Monday, we thank you, we celebrate you, and we seal this call in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Go out and be blessed today, and we look forward to hearing you on Monday. Bye-bye.